Continuing with our series on تربية أولاد, the upbringing of children, let's today look at some social skills or social competencies that we need to instill or we need to be able to teach our children. See, it's very important that children are able to socialize in the correct manner. In essence, that is a reflection of the essence that they have learned from their families, because a family is a social group and it is from what's learned in the family that is then reflected outside. Well, children have to learn five skills to be able to have good social akhlaq. See, they've got to learn how to initiate relationships. And I will go into these, inshallah, little at a time. The second one is that they must know how to express themselves in a disciplined manner. The third one is they must be able to listen. We've talked about this. The fourth one is they must be able to cooperate and share. You know, all the studies that have been done will tell you that human beings work far better in a group when they work together rather than individually. And finally, they must learn the art of negotiating. Now, all these skills, initiating, expressing, listening, sharing, and negotiating, are learned at home, from family, from siblings, from parents, through role modeling, and coaching and teaching. Let me give you an example that maybe might help. You know, there was a woman who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, my son eats too many dates. Please could you admonish him and tell him not to eat too many?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells her, "Please come back after some days." Well, she does do that, because she listens to what he says. And when she does come back with her son, Rasulullah sits the son down and tells him, "You shouldn't be eating too many dates." And she asks him, and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, why did you not tell him when I brought him first?" And he said, "Because I too felt that I was eating too many dates too." Now, that's role modeling. It's very important that when we tell our children to do something, our children watch us. How we negotiate, how we approach others, how we talk about others. And they will do exactly what we do. It is a reflection of what we teach. If they have picked up skills from outside which are not very good, then it is up to the family to know and to tell, or rather up to the parents to be able to tell the children that these are not acceptable skills. And if they have not seen an inkling of these skills in their families, they will not carry them through. Now let me talk about coaching. How do we go about this coaching of children? Well, let's take an example. If a child came up to you, a young child, and said, "Well, so-and-so is bullying me." Let me take an example from my own life. I remember my eldest daughter, when she was about 5 years old, she came home one day, very upset. And I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "Nothing." And then you wait for a while, and when you've got some time and the child is a little bit more relaxed, "Is everything all right?" "Well, Kelly's always pulling my hair." So to tell the child, look at her in her eye and tell her, "Don't do that." And keep on looking into her eyes. Don't move away, don't avert away, don't show fear. Now a child won't know how to do it, and you say, "Now pretend I'm Kelly. Look at me in my eyes and tell me, don't do that." Now this is a simple thing. It's a simple thing to teach a child, but to be able to coach a child how to take it through. And if it doesn't work, to be able to try different methodologies until the child is able to get the skill of knowing how to react and how to behave. When a child wants to initiate a relationship, many times a young child will come up and say, "But nobody's playing with me," or "Nobody's my friend." Well, to teach them, go up to her and say, "Please, can I play with you?" And if she were to say no, then to say maybe next time, and to know that life is not ideal, to try different ways, but coaching and to be able to teach a child rather than regard social relationships as something that will automatically come to the child. A child needs a lot of time and a lot of coaching on how to learn the correct manner of social skills. And these skills teach a child to be interdependent. You know, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way he taught us, whenever you see someone, be the first to say salamun alaikum. Because the one who initiates salam gets 99 thawabs. And the one who answers, although it's wajib to answer, gets one. This is teaching us social skills. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam teaches us in his most wonderful hadith when he says, when you look at somebody who is older than you, know that they have had more time to do good, so respect them because they've done more good. When you look at somebody younger than you, remember, they have had less time to commit sins than you, therefore respect them. When you see somebody the same age as you, respect them, for you know your sins, you do not know theirs, so respect them. This is keeping the responsibility of communication of social skills within a society. And children must be taught how to be accountable, how to be responsible, and how to keep commitments. Now all this, as I said, comes from the social group of the family and how the family structure uses power. There are three ways in which families utilize power. The first way we find is where parents or elders control their kids. A very autocratic, a very authoritative situation where the parents control their kids, their way or the highway. And they will always say, we say, you do. We demand, you comply. Where you find this sort of structure in a family, the consequences are that the children will become either very rebellious, they will rebel, or they become very, very submissive. And these, through life, it's very difficult to lead a life as a rebel or as a very submissive person. Not submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but submissive to anybody in authority. The second sort of way we use power, and again this is wrong like the first one, is where kids control parents. They say what happens and the choices are theirs and the parents comply. Very often parents do this either because they feel guilty for not being there because they're out long hours and so on and so forth, or it is because they were brought up in an authoritative families where they now think that our children will never go through what we went through. And you find that the consequences of children brought up in that sort of an environment is that the children don't feel loved because there is no parameters, there is no boundaries for the child. They don't feel safe and they become willful, they become demanding, and they become pretty rude children, very difficult adults also to be able to deal with. But what we're going to look at, inshallah, next week, or rather tomorrow, is shared power. To be able to teach children how to take control of their own lives. And this is basically relied on the subject which I mentioned a few days ago about the difference between discipline and punishment. Now, I'll mention this difference so you can ponder over it before we talk about it. Punishment is what we do to control our children. And discipline is how we teach our children to control themselves. Inshallah, we will look at the subject in detail.